Now, from our KSRM studios on K Beach Road, this is This Week on the Kenai, where the KSRM News Department recaps the largest issues from the week that was. With the top stories from Monday, here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
Soldana, Alaska state troopers conducted a traffic stop for a moving and equipment violation on West Poby Lane in Soldotna recently. An investigation revealed that the operator, 31-year-old Crystal Kirkpatrick of Soldotna, reportedly was impaired by and in possession of controlled substances. This happened over the weekend, according to state troopers. She was arrested for driving under the influence, as well as two counts of fifth-degree misconduct involving controlled substances, according to the online state trooper dispatch. A search warrant was granted for a legal blood draw. Kirkpatrick indicated she would resist the blood draw, which she did. During the blood draw, she reportedly assaulted two troopers, creating a loud disturbance at the hospital, and also reportedly damaged personal and state property. Kirkpatrick also was arrested for two counts of fourth-degree assault on a police officer, two counts of fifth-degree criminal mischief, as well as disorderly conduct. While being remanded at the jail, more controlled substances were found concealed in her possession. Kirkpatrick also was arrested for first-degree promoting contraband, and she was remanded at Wildwood pretrial. The involved troopers received minor injuries, which required no medical treatment. Alaska's Bering Sea crabbers are reeling from the bad news from fishery managers that all major stocks are down substantially based on the summer survey results. Lanny Welch reports.
The Bristol Bay Red King crab fishery will be closed for the first time in over 25 years. The harvest last year had dwindled to just 2.6 million pounds. The bulk of the snow crab stock, which just 2 years ago appeared to be very strong, seems to have disappeared or moved elsewhere. According to a statement by the trade group Alaska Bering Sea Crabbers, the numbers of mature male snow crab, the only ones that can be retained for sale, showed a 55% decline from 2019. Last season's snow crab catch was 45 million pounds, but that catch is likely to be weighed down for this season. The crab group estimates the closure of the Red King crab fishery and a reduced snow crab catch could cost harvesters well over $100 million. The hit will be felt by roughly 70 vessels, over 400 fishermen, along with the processors and fishing communities that rely on the Bering Sea crab revenues. Crabbers are calling for bold action, notably by the North Pacific Council and NOAA Fisheries. They're calling on them to conserve crab habitat and spawning grounds, as highlighted by scientists over 10 years ago, with little resulting action. For KSRM News, I'm Lainey Welch.
A Sterling man who has been accused of sexually abusing minors has been indicted on multiple charges by a Kenai grand jury. 59-year-old Kelly Crane was indicted Wednesday on charges related to alleged abuse that occurred in the summer and fall of 2019, according to a release from the Alaska Department of Law. According to the release, Crane's accused of performing and attempting to perform sexual acts on four children. Charges include two counts of first-degree sexual abuse of a minor, two counts of second-degree sexual abuse of a minor, and two counts of second-degree attempted sexual abuse of a minor, all designated as domestic violence, according to the release. Crane is in the Department of Corrections custody, being held on a $250,000 cash performance bond, as well as a $250,000 cash appearance bond and a third-party custodian. If convicted, Crane could face more than 99 years behind bars. His arraignment set for September 14th in Kenai. Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.